verse 4.
尼希米记第二章第四节。
Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven.
王问我说你要求什么？于是我默祷天上的神。
So we know Nehemiah was connected to God.
我们知道尼希米他是跟神是连接的。
So because of this, God gave him the opportunity to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
正因为如此，神给予他机会来重建城墙。
We can see that during the time he did not say anything to the king.
那时候我们可以看到他对王并没有说什么。
But the king was the first one to notice that he was sad.
但是王却是那个开始的人，知道他很忧愁。
So that's why in chapter 2 verse 2, the king said to him, "Why is your face sad?"
正因为如此，在第二节王对他说，为什么你面带愁容呢？
And the king said, "You are not sick."
你并没有生病啊。
So this is nothing but sorrow of heart.
为什么你心中会忧愁呢？
Now, when we read this quickly,
当我们读这一句，
it seemed just like only a coincidence.
好像这只是偶然罢了。
That the king noticed that Nehemiah was sick of heart.
王会知道尼希米他心中忧愁。
But in reality,
但是实际上，
this is the opportunity that God has given to Nehemiah.
这正是神给予尼希米的一个机会。
To move the heart of the king to notice that Nehemiah was, looked like he was sick.
来感动这个王的心，让他觉察到尼希米他心中愁烦。
So it's quite often we are connected to the source.
常常当我们可以连接源头。
God will always open the door for us.
神会为我们来开路。
When God opened the door for us, then we know everything we do will be according to His will.
当神为我们开路的时候，我们就会晓得我们所做的都是按着他的旨意而行。
We know things do not happen by coincidence.
我们知道万事发生都不是出于偶然。
Just like when the king asked Nehemiah why he looks sad.
正像这里王问尼希米为什么你心中忧愁烦。
But rather, this is the opportunity God has given to him.
这是神给予他的一次机会。
So for us, before we know we want to be connected to the source.
对于我们想来连接这个源头。
We must pray to the God of heaven.
我们要向天上的神来祷告。
Every one of us should pray.
每一个人都要祷告。
Not only the leader of the church.
并不是只是教会的领导者罢了。
Not only the pastor and the deacons.
并不是只是教会的长职罢了。
Because the church is not only these two offices, but every brother and sisters.
因为教会并不是单单以这些人。还是包括每一个人。
Because the church is the definition of those who've been bought by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为教会的定义就是通过主耶稣宝血所买来的每一个人。
So we consider we wanted the brethren in church.
我们在座的都是教会的一份子。
And we consider that we are the church.
要是我们觉得我们是教会的一部分。
Then we must pray to the God of heaven.
我们要向神在天上的神祷告。
But when we pray,
当我们祷告，
we must be motivated by love.
我们要是出于爱的激励来祷告，
Just like Nehemiah.
就像尼希米在这里，
He had a great life in the palace with the king.
他在王宫里面过着一个很好的生活，
But because he was motivated by love.
但是他出于爱，
Then he went to see his fellow brethren.
他去看弟兄们。
But we know when we say the word love,
当我们来谈到爱，
Love always accompanied by action.
爱都是伴着行动的。
Many people nowadays use love to be very loosely.
现在这个世代，很多人用爱这个字有点泛滥。
For example, when we watch sitcoms on television, we watch television shows.
当我们来看电视的一些节目，
they always say, "I love you, you love me."
或者常常会听到说你爱我，我爱你。
The next person, they be sleeping with another person already.
但是那个人转眼间就会背着去跟另外一个人睡。
So nowadays, the same thing in real life.
在现在的生活当中也是这样。
Many people say I love you, this and that, but all of a sudden they just leave that person without even second thought.
他们都会说我爱你，但是转眼就毫无犹豫的，他们就会离开对方。
So we as a chosen people of God.
作为神的选民。
And Jesus tells us.
耶稣告诉我们。
If we cannot love those who we can see.
要是我们不能爱那些我们可以看得见的。
How can we say we love God?
我们怎么可以说我们爱神呢？
But when we say we love one another,
当我们说我们彼此相爱，
Do we only say it in words or we also prove it in action?
我们是单单只有言语呢，还是我们有行动来证明？
Just like Nehemiah.
就像尼希米。
How do we know he loved his fellow brethren?
我们怎么知道他爱他的兄弟们呢？
And how do we know he loved the church of God?
我们怎么知道他爱神的教会呢？
Chapter 1 verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 2.
尼希米记第一章第二节。
Then Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem.
那时我有一个弟兄哈拿尼，同这几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。
If we have love inside of us,
当我们心中有爱，
this love always compels us to do things with action.
爱会激励我们有行动。
So that's why Nehemiah went to ask his fellow brethren.
正因为如此，尼希米才会去问他的弟兄。
To understand what's going on with them.
他想了解他们的情况。
Not only with his fellow brethren,
不仅是他的弟兄
们， but also concerning the Jerusalem.
还有耶路撒冷的光景。
So just like nowadays,
就像今天，
if we really have love for one another,
当我们真的彼此之间有爱，
during Sabbath,
在安息日，
do we really communicate with one another,
我们会彼此来沟通，
and ask how we doing in our faith,
我们还会彼此相问我们的信心如何。
If we don't know what's going on with one another,
要是我们不是太清楚对方的情况，
how can we pray for one another with love?
我们要如何的凭着爱心为对方来祷告呢？
Now, for me, as a minister,
作为传道者，
this is one of the things that I regret the most being a station minister.
这就是我作为注目传道最大的一个遗憾。
That I cannot develop a good relationship with every brother and sisters.
我没有办法跟每一个弟兄姐妹建立一个很好的关系。
So when I kneel down and pray for them,
当我跪下来祷告，为他们祷告，
it's hard for me to pray for them with love.
很难带着爱心来为他们祷告。
Because how can I pray for them with love if I do not know what's going on in their lives at all?
要是我对他们的生活并不是太了解的话，我如何可以带着爱来为他们祷告呢？
And I hope that one day,
我希望有一天，
that many other brothers come out to serve God.
有更多的弟兄可以出来服侍神。
That every church we have one minister.
每个教会都可以有一位传道。
You know, one day I met a man.
有一天我遇到一个人，
and surprisingly he was also a pastor.
很令我讶异的是他也是一个传道人。
And then he asked me, you know, what church I pastor at.
他就问我注目的教会的情况。
And before I say to him, and then say, oh, do you pastor True Jesus Church?
那在我还没讲之前，他就问我说，你是在真耶稣教会来注目吗？
I was very surprised.
我很惊讶。
But why did he say this to me?
为什么他这样说呢？
Because I asked him, most of our members are Taiwanese.
我说大部分的信徒都是台湾人。
Then he showed me he also know SK Young, right?
他说他也知道杨传道。
And he know what island he came from and stuff like that. Like, wow, how do you know SK Young?
那他甚至知道他是从哪里来的。那我就很惊讶，他为什么会知道呢？
And surprisingly, they say they went to school together.
他说哦，因为我们是一起去上学。
But of course, he know about TJC.
他所以当然他也知道真耶稣教会。
But then he told me he was only a pastor for 1 year at his church.
他说他只是在他的教会服侍一年。
And his church is offered 237 mil Peter, just like our church in San Jose.
他们的教会跟我们圣何西教会很靠近。
But then their church is 500 members.
他们有500人信徒。
And there's full-time ministers.
有四个全职的传道。
So in other words, almost 125 people to one minister.
那就是一个传道对125个信徒。
And then he asked me, you know, what church do I pastor?
他就问我牧养的是哪个教会。
So I share with him because I come here Pacific, I go to Sacramento, I go to Hawaii.
我就跟他说哦，我来太平洋教会，我去撒加缅度，我也去夏威夷。
Of course, when I share that with him,
当我跟他讲的时候，
it was very surprised.
他很惊讶。
It's like, how can one person be able to go all these different places?
他说一个人怎么可以牧养三个教会呢？
Actually, sometimes I feel I'm just like a consultant.
我常常有时候觉得我好像只是一个。顾问。
I go to this church and that church give a sermon and I leave.
我就跑这个教会那个教会去讲道。
And this year, Vancouver Church requested from the GA.
今年温哥华教会跟梅总来要求。
Because when I go there for the student spiritual convocation,
当我去帮忙那边的学生灵恩会。
I go the night before.
我是提前一个晚上到。
Then after the student spiritual convocation finish.
当这个灵恩会结束之后。
And then I just leave.
我就离开了。
Then this year they asked the GA, can you assign Pastor Vudi to come one day ahead and stay one day behind?
这一次他要求梅总，可不可以让传道提前一天到，然后延迟一天离开
？But actually, if you look at the schedule,
当我们来看这个安排表的话
，it's very tight.
这时间很紧。
For example, this year at the end of the year, I have two spiritual convocation and also student spiritual convocation in Vancouver.
因为今年在年末的时候我有两个灵恩会还有温哥华的学生灵恩会要帮忙
So in other words for us as full-time ministers
作为全职的传道人
It's very hard to be effective with brothers and sisters
要跟要跟弟兄姐妹建立这互动的关系很难
Because we do not know one another well
很难去深入的了解他们
Of course I don't speak Chinese also
那另外也是我不讲中文
That's also very difficult
那也很难
Even during lunchtime I want to communicate with all the brothers and sisters I cannot
常常我想跟弟兄姐妹聊天但是也语言上的障碍
And sometimes I ask brothers and sisters to translate but then taking their lunch away from them It's very difficult
有时候我请弟兄姐妹帮我翻译但是也会耽误他们吃午饭的时间
But I'm sure someday Of course I'm not going to speak Chinese anytime soon
当然我不可能很快就学会中文。
We tried that already, but it's very difficult for me.
我也试过，但是好难。
So, but hopefully that later on that we all can speak English.
那我希望说，诸位有一天都可以讲英文。
Just like in Hawaii.
就像在夏威夷。
I go there 3 months out of the year.
我一年会去三个月。
But I'd be able to develop great relationship with them.
我可以跟每个人都建立关系。
Because I can call every brother and sister and communicate with them.
我可以打电话跟他们聊天。
Because they also speak English.
因为他们都讲英文。
That's why I praise and thank God that Pastor Ye is going to come here next July. Right?
所以感谢神，明年叶传道会来这边。
And through what I was lacking, that he'd be able to fulfill these next 6 years.
我所缺乏在过去几年的，那希望叶传道可以补我的不足。
But nevertheless.
无论如何
If we are not close together,
要是我们之间是没有紧密的关系
There's no way we can pray with love.
我们没有办法凭着爱心来带
到 So that's why Nehemiah
因此
If we just stay in the palace
要是尼希米只是单单留在王宫
Let me pray for my fellow brethren
让我为我的弟兄们祷告
And let me pray for the church
让我为教会来祷告
How would he know what to pray for?
他如何知道要怎么为什么来祷告呢
That's why he went out of the palace
正因为这样他离开王宫
Then he talked to his fellow brethren
他跟他的弟兄了解情况
Then he realized
他意识到
In verse 3
在第三节
The survivor who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach.
他们在那边遇到了大患难，受凌辱。
So now he realized that the brethren are in great distress and reproach.
那他就意识到，原来他的兄弟们在那边遇到了大患难。
And it said here the wall of Jerusalem also broken down and the gates are burned with fire.
并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
He did not only know what Jerusalem is destroyed.
他不仅知道耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁
But now he knows exactly what was going on.
他之前不知道他现在就很清楚
That the walls of Jerusalem are being broken down.
城墙被拆毁
And the gates are burned with fire.
城门被火焚烧
So with these two things, he be able to pray and focus.
当他得知之后他就可以为此来祷告
How can he be able to build a wall?
他要如何来重建城墙呢
If he doesn't even know the wall is broken down.
要是他甚至还不知道城墙已经被毁
How can he know to pray for the gate to be built?
他如何知道要来为城门重建来祷告呢
If he did not know the gates are burned with fire.
要是他还不知道那个城门已经被火焚烧
So the same thing for us.
同样的对于我们
When we come to church.
当我们来到教会
We must know the status of our brothers and sisters.
我们要了解弟兄姐妹的情况
If they're in great distress.
要是他们在大患难中
We pray for God to give them strength.
我们求神给予他们力量
If they are in great reproach.
要是他们受凌辱
We must pray for God to grant them peace and joy.
我们求神给予他们平安与喜乐
If the walls of Jerusalem are broken down.
要是耶路撒冷的城梁被拆毁
We must pray for God to help us to build it back down.
我们可以求神来让我们可以重建它
Why during this time?
为什么在当时那时候
That God moved the heart of Nehemiah to build the wall of Jerusalem.
可以来感动他的心来重建城墙呢
I think this wall is very important.
城墙很重要
Just like our church.
就像我们教会
Now since I came in the last 6 years.
在过去六年我在太平洋教会
I have not experienced any evil spirit here in church.
我在教会当中并没有感受过邪灵
I don't know that's good or bad、right?
我不知道这是好还是坏
But we just think that it's good
我就想这是好事吧
Because the less evil spirit we experience the, you know, the more we can work for God
因为越少这种情况就我们可以更多的来为神工作
But this last couple of years
在过去几年
I think really we have a lot of peace and joy
我们在教会当中有很大的平安与喜乐
And why is this?
为什么呢
Because I truly believe that we have built the wall around Jerusalem.
我真的相信我们在耶路撒冷周围建上了城墙。
We have to build a wall around our hearts.
我们在我们的心周围要建上城墙。
So enemies cannot come in.
让我们的仇敌不能进入。
And also our young brother and sister cannot go out.
我们年轻的弟兄姐妹也不会出外出去。
But when Nehemiah heard this,
当尼希米听到这一切，
what did he do?
他做什么呢？
Say, oh, I feel bad for you guys.
他是啊，我为你们感到难过。
Let me go back to the palace and hang out with the king.
我回到我的皇宫，继续我跟这个王的生活。
He did not say this.
他并没有这样说。
So quite often when we hear the reproach of our brothers and sisters.
当我们听到我们弟兄姐妹遭遇的患难，
Maybe say, yes, I will pray for you.
我们可能会说我会为你们代祷，
Maybe we go home.
然后我们回家。
First day, first week, first month, we never pray for one another.
第一个礼拜第一个月我们都没有为他们祷告。
And this means we really do not love for one another.
这代表我们彼此间没有爱。
But when Nehemiah heard this in verse 4,
当尼希米听到这一切第四节，
He sat down and wept.
他坐下哭泣。
This is love.
这就是爱。
If we don't cry for one another.
就是你不会为对方来哭泣。
Especially knowing that we're going through so much with one another.
尤其是我们知道对方正遭遇的那么痛苦的经历。
If we heard a brother and sister,
要是我们听到有一些弟兄姐妹
saying they're down and out in their faith,
他们在他们的信仰当中经历低潮。
And we don't pray for them.
我们不会为他们来代祷。我们不会为他们哭泣。
How can we say this love?
我们怎么可以说我们中间有爱呢？
For example, between my relationship between my wife and I.
就像我跟我太太的关系。
No, when something going on with my wife.
当我太太遭遇什么事情。
When she's stressed at work.
当她在工作上压力很大。
When at 2 o'clock in the morning she's still working.
当凌晨两点钟她还在工作。
And I just sleep very peacefully on my bed.
那我在床上很安，在很祥和的在睡觉。
And I don't feel anything at all.
我都不感觉到什么的话。
I'm sure if I feel this way, I have no love for my wife.
那这样的话，我对我太太就没有爱了。
But instead, when I see her sitting on her desk.
但是当我看到她坐在桌子上。
Work until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
甚至到凌晨的一两点钟。
I feel so deep sorrow in my heart.
在心中我感觉到很难过。
Why? Because I know she's working very hard.
我知道她很殷勤的在工作。
And this for me, when I see like this, I feel very sad.
当我看到这一点，我觉得很难过。
Because I really believe as a husband.
因为我觉得作为一个丈夫。
I have to take care of my wife.
我应该照顾我的太太。
But in this case,
但是在这种情况下。
My wife is the one taking care of me.
我太太是照顾我的那一位
and my family,
包括我的家人
so, but I hope in the future,
我希望在将来
she should not work this hard anymore.
她不需要再那么辛苦的工作
but of course when we feel like this,
当我们感觉到这样
we know our relationship is combined with love.
我们知道我们的关系当中有爱
so the same thing for our brothers and sisters.
同样的在弟兄姐妹之间
when we see one another in great reproach,
当我们看到彼此间有很大的患难
We must feel something.
我们要感觉到什么
We must feel something for one another.
我们要对为对方感有所感觉
If we don't feel, this means there's no love inside of us.
就是连毫无感觉毫无知觉的话那就没有爱了
Now, when I work as a mental health therapist,
我记得我还是做一个辅导师的时候
I get to the point that I have no longer have feelings.
我到一个地步是我已经没有感觉了。
But there's so many sad stories that every day I hear from my patient.
因为每一天我从我的病人当中都听到令人难过的故事。
Even though they can share with me the most horrible thing that happened to them.
即使他们跟我分享他们生命当中最可怕的事情。
I have no facial expression.
我脸上都会面无表情。
I have no feelings at all.
我没有感觉。
Why do I feel like this?
为什么呢？
Because deep down inside.
因为在我心中
you know, yeah, you guys going through all this, what have to do with me?
我会想 你们发生这些事情与我何干呢？
After I see you for 1 hour,
我跟你们会谈一个小时
house,
你回你的家
and I go to my house,
我回我的家
and that is it.
就仅此罢了。
But of course, in the world, maybe we can feel like this.
在世上可能我们可以 对别人是这样
brothers and sisters,
但是对于弟兄姐妹
we are knit together.
我们是联合在一起的。
In the love and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣的爱跟他的宝血当中。
We cannot just walk away.
我们不能就是转身而走。
Because we're part of one body.
因为我们是同属身体的
一部分。If one body is hurt, we also should feel the hurt.
要是身体的一部分受伤，我们也感觉到疼痛。
So Nehemiah.
在尼希米这个故
事。He sat down and wept for his fellow brethren.
他坐下为他的弟兄们来哭泣。
And he wept for Jerusalem.
他为耶路撒冷来哭泣。
No, it's interesting, right?
这里很有趣。
In the 3 years of our Lord Jesus Christ's ministry,
在主耶稣三年传道的生涯当
中，twice.
耶稣他哭泣过十二次。
The first time was for Lazarus.
两次。第一次是为拉撒路。
And the second time is for Jerusalem.
第二次是为耶路撒冷。
Why did he weep only for these two things?
为什么他就是为这两个人和事来哭泣呢?
Because these two things are the most meaningful things to him.
因为这是对于他最有意义的两件事, 人和事。
Because he loved Lazarus.
他爱拉撒路。
And he loved Jerusalem.
他也爱耶路撒冷。
Just like for us.
就像我们。
We also need to have this kind of heart.
我们也要有同样的心境。
We also should love one another.
我们要彼此相爱。
We also should love the church of God.
我们要爱神的教会。
Of course, we can weep for many different things.
我们可以为别的事情来哭泣。
But the two things that's the most important to us.
但是对于我们最重要的两件事。
That is our fellow brethren.
我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And the church of the true and living God.
我们真神的教会。
If we never weep for these two things.
也是我们为这两件事哭泣。
Then maybe we need to reflect on our spirituality.
也是我们没有为这两件事哭泣的话，我们要来看看我们自己的属灵生
命。Just like Nehemiah.
就像尼希米。
When he heard all these things was going on.
当他听到他们所遭遇
的一切。He did not just go back to his palace.
他没有就转身回到他的王宫。
But he sat and wept for them.
他坐下为他们而哭泣。
And for many days.
悲哀咒几日。
He was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
在天上神面前进食祷告。
This is wisdom.
这是智慧。
Quite often when we hear our brother and sister go through a lot of trial and tribulation.
常常当我们听到弟兄姐妹遭遇患难。
When we hear that our church is weak in faith.
当我们听到教会信徒信仰软弱。
And sometimes you always try to use the worldly wisdom to be able to, you know, resolve all these things.
我们常常会用我们属世上的智慧想来解决问题。
Just like Nehemiah.
就像尼希米。
He knew what he needed to do.
他知道他该做的是什么。
The reason that the chosen people got in great reproach and distress.
以色列的百姓会在遭遇大患难。
In the reason the wall of Jerusalem are broken down.
那耶路撒冷的城墙会拆毁的原因。
No one else can resolve it.
没有人可以解决这个问题。
Except for God himself.
除了神本身。
So that's why for you and I.
所以对于你我。
When we see our brothers and sisters weak in faith.
当我们看到我们的弟兄姐妹软弱。
The first thing we should do is to be on our knees praying for them.
我们应该跪下来为他们代祷。
And we see the church are weak in faith.
当我们看到教会软弱。
The first thing we should do is to be on our knees praying for the church.
第一件事情也是跪下来代祷。
There's no other way to do it.
绝无他法。
Just like I shared with you before.
就像我跟大家曾经分享过。
When I first came to Christ.
当我刚来信主。
I have many different ideas.
我有很多的想法。
How to encourage brothers and sisters.
如何来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
And what kind of implementation I should, you know, implement inside the church to make the church stronger.
如何有什么方法可以在教会来施行，让教会更坚强。
Then after 12 years later.
但是十二年之后。
I came to a conclusion.
我的结论是。
There's only two things we need to do.
只有两件事情我们该做。
That is to encourage one another.
就是彼此来勉励。
To pray to God.
向神祷告。
And to read the Bible.
读圣经。
If we all of us be able to do these two things.
要是我们可以做到这两点。
For sure, everyone's faith will be strong.
每个人的信仰都会很坚固。
I mean, look at Ezekiel.
就像以西结。
When God brought him to the valley that's full of dry bones.
当神把他带到去谷中，看到那些干骨。
And they say that the bones were very dry.
他说这些骨非常的枯干。
And these bones represent the chosen people of God.
这些是代表着神的选民。
What did God tell Ezekiel to do?
神告诉以西结要做什么呢？
Did he tell them to use some fancy words and stuff to speak to them?
神是不是告诉他们要用什么华丽的言语来跟他们讲呢？
God commanded him to do two things.
神要他做两件事。
Prophesy to the dry bones.
向这些枯骨来宣告神的话。
And allow them to hear the word of God.
让他们可以聆听神的道。
So when he prophesied to dry bones.
当他向这些枯骨来宣讲预言的时候。
Then the bones and the sinew came together.
这些骨就会聚在一起。
And then the flesh covered the bones.
那肉就会在在长出来。
But that was not enough.
但这还不够。
God told him to prophesy to the four winds.
他说还要去跟 向四围的风来宣预言
传预言 the winds to come into this body.
让这个风也来到这个身体当中
So when Ezekiel did that
当以西结这样做的时候
That is very dry bones.
那些枯骨
became the great army of Israel.
他们成为了以色列的大军队
There's nothing fancy.
所以我们可以看到其实没有什么华丽的方法我们教会也是如此当我们遭遇到我们的人生的低潮当教会正在软弱当中只有两件事情我们可以做鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹来读圣经当他们读圣经他们可以来提升他们的信仰
because faith comes by hearing by the word of God
因为信心是靠听到而来的
Then encourage brothers to pray to God
我们也要鼓励他们来向神祷告
Because when we fill with the Spirit of God
当我们被神的灵所充满
That is the power that lives inside of us
我们具有神的灵神的力量活在我们当中
If we be able to do these two things
要是我们可以做到这两点
For sure even the very dry bones can become alive
即使是那些枯骨也可以再活出生命来
And that's what Nehemiah did
这就是尼希米所做的。
There just seem the situation is very difficult to resolve.
似乎看上去，当时的现状很难解决。
But Nehemiah knew.
但是尼希米知道。
That the Almighty God can be able to resolve the situation.
我们天上伟大的神可以解决这一点。
So that's why he prayed to the God of heaven.
因此他向天上的神来祷告。
So for you and I.
对于我们。
The same thing.
也是这样的。
God, there's nothing impossible for God.
对于神来说，没有事是不可能的。
If we have the faith to pray to God,
要是我们有这份信心来向神祷告。
Think about Ezekiel.
我们来想想以西结。
When God asked him to prophesy to dry bones,
当神叫他来向这些枯骨来讲预言。
Before he prophesied to dry bones, God asked him one question.
在他讲之前，神问他一个问题。
He asked him, "Can these bones live?"
他问他这些枯骨可以活吗
？Let's put ourselves in a situation like Ezekiel.
让我们来把自己放在以西结的这个情况里。
The valley is full of dry bones.
那个谷里面充满了枯骨。
And God asked us,
神问我们
，Can these bones live?
这些骨头可以活吗
？How would we react?
我们是如何的反应呢
？Why did Ezekiel be able to prophesy to the dry bones?
为什么以西结可以来向这些枯骨来宣道？就是因为他的信心。
Can you imagine if you see this valley full of dry bones and God just tell you?Prophesy to the dry bones.
你可以来想象，要是在骨里面都是枯骨了，还神叫你来这样做的时候
，How can you prophesy to something that cannot hear, cannot see, cannot speak?
你要如何去跟一些他没有知觉、不能听、不能说、不能看的事物来讲预言呢
？But the power is in the word of God.
但是力量是是神的话
，Just like the power is in the spirit of God.
就像神的灵也是那个力量。
So nowadays in our church.
今天在我们教会
we have this great power,
我们有这个力量
the truth that God has revealed to us,
我们有这个真理神向我们显现的真理
and also the indwelling spirit is inside of us.
还有那个灵住在我们当中
If every brother and sisters,
要是我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹
are filled with these two things,
都可以被这两样事情充满
then for sure our church will be strong.
我们教会会很坚强
But if our brother and sister are weak,
要是我们的弟兄姐妹软弱
we must have the faith,
我们要有这个信心
to speak the word of God to them.
跟对他们说神的话
to be on our knees to pray for them.
跪下来为他们祷告
because sooner or later,
迟早
yes, even though it seemed that we are bones of very dry,
即使这些骨头看上去非常的干枯
but because the word of God,
因为神的道
because the spirit of God,
因为神的灵
we will become the great army of God.
我们最终会成为神的军队
so that's why it's Nehemiah,
在这里在尼希米这里
he was fasting and praying.
他禁食祷告
，not before men，
不是在人的面前
，but before the God of heaven，
在天上神的面前。
So let you and I do the same。
让我们也一样来做。
There's no situation in our church。
在教会当中。
There's no situation in our brothers and sisters。
在我们弟兄姐妹之间。
That are difficult enough for God not be able to resolve it。
没有什么困难的事情是神没有办法解决的。
So let's come up and pray together.
让我们一起上来祷告。
Let's focus and pray for brothers and sisters.
让我们专注在为我们的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And let's do with sincere heart.
让我们带着一个敬虔的心，一个专注的心来祷告。
With sincere love.
让我有一个由衷的爱心来祷为他们祷告，让神可以来聆听我们的祷告，让我们一起上来祷告。